And Chase Fellholter, come tell us about God's grace in your life.
Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful that you're all here today. My name is Chase Fellholter, and I was baptized in Spain 30 years ago. Though God had already chosen me as his own from eternity, that baptism was an attempt to somehow have control over something only God can do. It didn't allow me to repent, to even hear the gospel, so that I knew that I needed to repent. There was no opportunity for my heart to be pierced by how dead and blind I was, how sin ruled every facet of my being, how far separated I was from my holy and righteous God, with no ability of my own to change any of my dire predicament. There was no opportunity for my heart to be pierced by how there is only one solution to be made right with God, to repent and have faith in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'd just like to take a quick moment and pray, if you please, bow your heads with me. Father God, we come before you today and give thanks for each of our testimonies today, for our loved ones who have been with us on our journey, and for the leadership here at GBC that have guided and also encouraged us along the way. May our unique stories of how you work in our lives stir up those who have yet to know Jesus personally, and to encourage those who already trust in your Son. Lord, we ask for your wisdom and peace today, that it would be your story heard throughout. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen. So fast forward a few years after Spain. My younger sister and I were being raised by our father and mother. My memory isn't crystal clear about my younger days, but I can recall that my dad would go to Easter and Christmas services, whereas my mom was the one who would take us to church each week. Yet even with that, there wasn't scripture reading at home. It was only whatever I heard each Sunday. Somewhere in my teenage years, we no longer went with my mom regularly, and in college, I wasn't attending church at all. Though in my youth, I might have understood on the surface that God required perfect righteousness in order to go to heaven instead of hell, I don't think my eyes were actually open to his word until I started attending my former church over 9 years ago. God then allowed me to understand that Jesus died in my place for all of my sins. But it didn't end up with me thinking a lot or writing detailed notes at church or meditating much on what was preached. Yet I was still at church, rather passively, simply looking to be fed and gather what I could about what I wanted. To make a long story short for this next part, I ended up getting married. There were family and friends that warned against it, and even the word showed that it wasn't the right move. Yet two very selfish people pushed against counsel and entered a marriage that wasn't aimed towards God. It was an idol in place of God. The proper order of God first, spouse second, myself last, was broken when I put my spouse above God, which made it easy to put myself above my spouse. We both started on a downward spiral, secluding ourselves from others behind smiley facades. Our stubbornness led us from that spiral into an affair which she had no desire for repentance, which eventually led to a divorce. Though it clearly wasn't hell, the last few months were one of the closest glimpses of hell you could think of on earth. I was effectively at the bottom of this deep pit I kept digging for myself, so far down that I couldn't escape no matter how much I tried. But God didn't have plans for me to stay there. He alone took me up out of my pit, out of my depression. It wasn't until the divorce that the Holy Spirit drove me to complete surrender and to set ablaze a new passion for my Lord that I had never known before. Repentance before the divorce was compartmentalized, not allowing Jesus into all the parts of my heart. But now I'm led into all the nooks and crannies, let him into all the nooks and crannies where I once tried to maintain some illusion of control. Now I seek to turn and run away from all of my sins, with God's help, aiming to the cross, running to the cross. Where selfishness, pride, or lust used to happen without second thought before I was saved, those sins are now repented of, recognized, and guarded against, and it gets easier each day to cut them off while they are still temptations. I'm a shy person, but God nudged me toward attending small groups for the first time. The love for fellowship that God instilled within me kept me going every single week since then. But his plan wasn't just for me to attend. He grew and stretched me way beyond what I thought was even possible by eventually having me lead a men's small group and a volunteer team. The Lord urged me to actively participate in church, to take notes, and to read more of the word than simply what was covered during the Sunday sermon. He redirected my path so that I could surrender the possibility of marriage at the foot of the cross instead of making it an idol. He transformed my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my prayers to focus on him. As many of you know, the Lord has indeed chosen a wife for me, a godly woman who puts him first. And looking back on the man that I used to be and the man I am today, it's not as though I've done anything to deserve such a blessing. It is by his mercy and grace that he has put us together and will carry us through to glorify him until the day we die or he returns. I just want to quickly highlight some verses in Colossians 3. Though there may be more than one section in the Bible that sums up the life of someone born again, I encourage you to look up Colossians 3 later on and just read it all through verse by verse. But feel free to turn there now or just listen. Verses 1 to 5. If then, believer, you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Verses 12 to 17. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether that's living a single life, getting married and living a married life, raising kids, going to church, serving, giving, listening or talking to someone, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. There are so many ways God has been working in my life and those around me, it wouldn't be fair to take up all your time with it, especially without having a two-way dialogue. But in the small sliver of one-way dialogue today, my hope is that my testimony and my baptism, that God is glorified, and that you are able to see the sovereignty, the victory, and the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If God stirs you with any of our testimonies today, I warmly and strongly encourage you to speak with one of the elders, and if you haven't already, to take the membership and baptism classes. I never would have imagined I would be where I am today. I owe all that I am to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is greater than I was, greater than I am, and greater than I ever could be. Thy will be done, not my own. Amen.
Chase, based upon repentance of sins and profession of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, it's my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.